Today, how Simone Biles made mental health one of the stories of the Olympics. Going into the Tokyo Olympics, it wasn't a question of if Simone Biles would win a gold medal. It was how many? Four? Five? Guardian sports writer Tamani Carriol was in the arena watching the women's gymnastics qualifiers as she first stepped onto the floor.
She started on floor routine.
Here comes Simone Biles.
And floor is kind of one of her signature pieces where she does so many difficult tumbling passes and generally she makes them look quite easy.
Full twisting front, it's full twisting back, but wow, she really bounced out then.
In that floor routine was when she rebounded off the floor and kind of fell off quite far outside the boundary.
Needs to harness the power this time. Double to finish with.
She received what was, for her, a low score. And for the first time since 2010, the USA's team didn't qualify in first place going into the team final.
It wasn't alarming, but it was notable, and everyone kind of took note of the fact that this was already different to how things normally go.
Then in the team final, Simone struggled on the vault, losing herself in the air.
Very uncharacteristic vault for Simone, but
she briefly left the floor, and when she came back, she told her teammates that she simply couldn't go on, but that she believed in them and that they could do it without her. That decision caused a sensation.
Her Olympic dreams are gone. Her dramatic move sparking a lot of talk about mental health and the pressures that elite...
a difficult decision that might be a first in the long history of the Olympics.
And in the following days, the world's greatest gymnast pulled out of more Olympic events.
It's been announced that the American gymnast Simone Biles has pulled out of another gymnastics event.
Yesterday, she returned for the balance beam final, winning bronze.
Simone Biles is back. Simone Biles has been through so much since she's been here in Tokyo.
But fans now wonder if they will ever see her compete again. From The Guardian, I'm Nosheen Iqbal. Today in Focus, how Simone Biles changed gymnastics, both on and off the mat. Tamani, the news of Simone Biles' withdrawal from those events last week completely stunned the world of sport and beyond. You were there in the arena watching her compete. What was your first reaction?
Yeah, it was quite unprecedented. In gymnastics, the Olympics is the be-all and end-all. You know, it's the big event that gymnasts look for every 4 years. And so for Biles to kind of withdraw from the team final immediately, it was shocking. It initially wasn't certain if it was a physical issue. And then soon after that, a commentator from NBC suggested that it was mental. And, you know, in the middle of the meet, the USA Gymnastics released a statement saying that she had a medical condition. And so there was so much going on. You're trying to figure out what's happening with Simone. You're watching the team final, which is still unfolding. And the three other gymnasts, some of them weren't expecting to compete in some events. And suddenly they had to start doing events that they hadn't even warmed up for. It was in the second rotation, so on uneven bars. The gymnast, Jordan Charles, who is Biles' teammate in where they train in Texas. She immediately put on her grips and just nailed a really solid bar routine. And from there, they just kept on going. And then there was Biles, who she couldn't compete, but the whole time she was cheering her teammates on.
So for her to have pulled out, there was clearly something very wrong. What happened next?
After she withdrew in the middle of the team final, Biles, then nobody was really sure what would happen, if she would speak, but she decided to walk through the mix zone, which is a mixed media zone of broadcasters and written media, and Biles decided to stop, and she gave the most, you know, remarkable press conference many journalists have ever really heard, where she spoke so openly about this being, she categorically stated that it's about her mental health.
Went a little bit better, but then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
That she was trying to preserve herself, that, you know, physically she wasn't capable of execute the skills that she does on a daily basis well or safely.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. So I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now.
Kind of remarkable to see her speak like that. It was remarkable to see how her teammates rallied behind her, and after her teammates won the silver medal, she said that this was their silver medal, that she didn't really contribute. You know, if anything, her opening vault in the team final had affected their score negatively.
You're part of the team, Mile. It takes a lot of courage.
I didn't do my job. They came out and they stepped up and they did what they needed to do and more, especially last
minute. And her teammate said, no, this is for you. We wouldn't have won this silver without you, without your spirit, without all you've kind of given to us. And that's the end.
Okay. But at the end of the day, we did, though.
We really dedicated this medal to Simone.
Yeah, this medal is definitely for her, because if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be here where we are right now.
And then we started hearing commentators say that Simone had got the twisties. Can you explain exactly what that means?
Yeah, so what I think most people do and should understand is that gymnastics is incredibly difficult. And perhaps what people don't understand is that it's also extremely dangerous. Gymnasts are always aware that what they're doing can harm them. Twisties is when, you know, some gymnasts can get a mental block. And Bouse herself described it as her brain and her body not being in sync. She's known for her air awareness, where she knows exactly where she is in the air. She knows exactly when to, you know, open up out of a difficult skill and to find the floor and to, you know, land safely. But she just can't. She loses where she is in the air. She doesn't know if she's going to land on her feet or her head, or, you know, or her hands or her neck, which is obviously incredibly dangerous. And she actually said, you know, more recently she said that she struggled badly with twisting skills, which she does so many of, and she's usually one of the best of.
She came into Tokyo 2020 as the absolute favourite to win pretty much everything she was going to compete in. But how did she get into gymnastics? When did the level of her talent first become obvious?
Bowles was born to her biological mother, Shannon Bowles. She was one of four kids. Her biological mother had, you know, problems with addiction. She was 2 years old when she went into foster care, and then a few years after that, she was adopted by her grandparents. And then after that, she went to a gym, part of daycare, and while she was at the gym, Bannon's Gymnastics, they saw that she was already kind of capable of doing somersaults and at a really young age that most, you know, children her age couldn't do. And then her big breakthrough was really when she became a senior gymnast in 2013. You know, she won the US National Championships and then she won the World Championships. And, you know, there was this young 16-year-old who started what would become her dominance in the sport.
Well, even for someone like me, like I'm by no means a sports buff, but I did have the chance to go to the Rio Olympics. And back then, I just became mildly obsessed with her. Like, it's just watching her over and over again on YouTube just makes my heart sing. But can you just remind us back then of what it was that she achieved?
By the Rio Olympics, she'd won three consecutive world all-around titles, which was just something that you never really saw. And she'd already kind of established herself within the gymnastics community as, you know, incredible athlete who was so dominant. But gymnastics is a niche sport. It's not really, you know, aside from the Olympics, people don't really follow it or watch it really. And so Rio Olympics was really kind of the moment for her to step up to the world and show what she was about.
Simone has the opportunity to bring it home.
And She did. She won 4 gold medals, team all around, floor, vault. She also won a bronze medal on balance beam, and from the Rio Olympics, she just became something that, in terms of her prominence and her popularity, something that we haven't really seen in gymnastics.
Oh, I think we know who it is. Simone Biles.
Tamani, can you explain what it is that marks Simone Biles out as the greatest gymnast of all time?
She's won 24 gold medals at World Championships and Olympic Games. Within that, she does so many things that other gymnasts can't do in terms of the elements she does, the difficulty of her skills, whether it's on floor, on vault, on balance beam, but and also her kind of the way she executes them.
Simone's got enough gold medals at home. Someone give this girl a crown.
Already she has numerous elements that are in the code of points that she's kind of originated.
Remember, she has 2 skills already named the Biles in the code of points, potentially 2 more. You have to land them successfully in a major international competition, though, to earn the name. Here it comes. 2 flips, 2 twists, never been done in competition.
Oh!
And you see that smile?
For me, I just, you know, in a lot of gymnasts can do a lot of difficult skills, but there's often kind of a trade-off. The more difficulty you take on, it comes with diminished form. When they attempt an extra twist, they cross their legs. But Biles does these incredibly difficult skills, and she does them generally. She makes them look easy throughout her career. She's won most of her all-around competitions by points. You know, in a sport of 10th, she's won by points. And a lot of her competitors will openly say that, you know, my goal is to come in second, because not because they lack ambition, but just because that's the reality, and they all know it, and you know that's how it's been for so long.
So she's doing all this. She's stunning us worldwide with everything that she does. But then later that year, Larry Nassar, the team doctor for US Gymnastics, is arrested for child pornography and sexual abuse charges. During the trial in 2017, it was revealed that hundreds of gymnasts had been abused by him.
Your decision to assault was precise, calculated, manipulative.
He's now in prison for life.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months.
Simone Biles didn't give evidence at his trial, but she has since said that she was one of his victims. How difficult was that for her?
Yeah, it's been difficult in so many ways. While that was happening, she decided after the Olympics to take a year off. When she returned, they were still training at what they call the ranch, which was owned by Marta and Bella Caroli, who were the former team coordinators of the US gymnastics team. And that was where Biles and her teammates were abused by Larry Nassar. And so when she returned, she said in a statement, it breaks my heart even more to think that as I work towards my dream of competing in Tokyo 2020, I will have to continually return to the same training facility where I was abused. That was quite an important and also pivotal moment for Simone, because shortly after that, USA Gymnastics did changed their training facilities almost immediately. And I think that showed her the power of her voice and what she could do. And since she came back and then has continued to compete since 2018, she's become increasingly vocal, criticizing USA Gymnastics for not conducting an independent investigation into exactly how they've failed her and her teammates. And she has to go out there and compete for this organization that failed her, and that's traumatizing in itself.
I don't know, I don't mean to cry, but it's hard coming here for an organization and having had them fail us so many times. And we had won gold, we've done everything that they asked us for, even when we didn't want to, and they couldn't do one damn job. You had one job, you literally had one job, and you couldn't protect us. And it's just really sad, because now every time I go to the doctor or training, I get worked on. It's like, I don't want to get worked on.
She said that part of the reason why she has continued and continued on is because she felt that that was a way to ensure that the failures that happened on, under their watch were not swept under the rug once she left.
Mm.
You know, hundreds of women came forward against Nasser, but in terms of her former teammates, all of them are retired aside from her. And so I think she felt that burden to ensure that it remained, you know, front and center.
So she's carrying this enormous trauma and this sense of responsibility. And then the Olympic Games are delayed by a year because of COVID. What impact did this have on her?
She was distraught when she found out that the Olympics was being postponed because it meant another year of competing for USA Gymnastics. She'd seen 2020 as possibly the end for her career.
Right.
And on top of that, it's quite rare for a gymnast to go through as many years of training and competition as she has. And so her body has taken even more wear and tear, and people expect her to continue to win without, you know, ever really thinking about the impact that, you know, physically as well as, you know, mentally, this period has had on her.
Coming up, the response from the US on Simone Biles' decision and the added pressures faced by black athletes in the public eye. Brianna Holt, you're a reporter based in New York, and you've been writing about the particular pressures that Simone Biles and black athletes face. We've heard how she became this iconic figure, but what has she come to represent in the US?
I think Simone represents just a phenomenal athlete in the US. I think given her background, being in foster care, also being a black athlete, a black woman in gymnastics, which isn't a predominantly black sport, and seeing her dominate that sport itself is very inspiring, not only to black athletes and black gymnasts, but black women all around the United States.
And so how did you feel when you heard Simone was pulling out?
I mean, at first I felt disheartened and saddened by the news to know that she is going through so much and experiencing so much pain. And I think if someone doesn't say it or doesn't speak about it, then we don't assume that they're experiencing pain. We assume everything's okay. She's Simone Biles. She's the GOAT. She's the greatest of all time. She's going to do amazing. And so I think it was shocking, not only to me, but to a lot of people, not that she decided to back out, but that she was experiencing something so strenuous that made her feel like she needed to back out.
And so how did people respond to that? What was the reaction like in the US?
I think it's been 50-50. And I think some of the negative scrutiny that I've seen towards Simone's decision, people saying she was losing, she took the easy way out. And then there's another side where people in the US are saying, you know, I support Simone, I stand with Simone, she's been through enough. Of course she pulled out, and I would too. So I think we're seeing both sides, depending on who you're talking to.
And there's also this additional element that black sports people face, the question of racism on and off the pitch. We saw similar last month when we had three black England footballers miss the penalties in the final of the Euros. What did you make of that?
I think it speaks a lot to that people aren't actually fans of black people. They are fans of athletes. And if the athlete happens to be black, then they are a fan while the athlete is doing well. But once that athlete does bad or messes up, the person is then a black person all over again. And that's where the N-word comes out and the racist remarks and the harassment. And I think we see it often. LeBron James is also a great example. He has a ton of white fans. And as soon as he became very vocal about racism and Black Lives Matter, a lot of his fans turned on him and told him to just shut up and play basketball. We saw it with Colin Kaepernick. He had a pretty large white fan base as well. And then he took a knee for civil rights for people who look like him. And look at his career now. People were upset. So it just goes to show that black athletes are, I think a lot of people look at them as an entertainer for themselves. And as long as that person's entertaining me, we're okay. But once they start toning into their blackness, it's an issue for me. And so it shows that they never really respected them to begin with. And I also want to say, it's not just that black athletes are celebrated when they're doing well, and then when they're not, this is when all the racism comes. Mm. Serena Williams does well all the time, and she has great sportsmanship, and she's a great role model, and is consistently subjected to criticism and racism during matches when she wins.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, these people have an issue with black people doing well and succeeding.
And has Simone Biles talked specifically about the racism she endures?
I know that she has spoken about the situations that have happened where she's performing these tricks that other people have not been able to mimic, to duplicate, and has referenced that she feels that is because she is a black woman. We have seen other athletes, I guess Michael Phelps is a great example. People consider him to be a supernatural athlete and an amazing swimmer who has body dimensions that push him ahead and all these other things. And they're celebrated and they're praised, and no one tries to minimize his performance or put restrictions against him to make the playing field, quote unquote, fair for other swimmers in the ways that Simone Biles has been ostracized for being the best gymnast.
I didn't really notice racism until 2013. I was on a world scene, and what made the news was another gymnast saying that if we painted our skin black, maybe we would all win, because I had beat her out of a B medal and she got upset. And that was really the news rather than me winning worlds. So other than that, it happens every day. And I feel like every black athlete or colored athlete could say that they've experienced it.
So while some people have been negative about her decision to pull out of some events, Simone Biles has tweeted that the outpouring of love and support she received, and I quote, made me realise that I'm more than my accomplishments in gymnastics, which I never truly believed before. And it just does seem really sad that she hadn't thought of herself as more than that, as more than an athlete. What did you think about that?
I felt very saddened by it because I see Simone as more than an athlete. And it's interesting to me that just recently she is now seeing herself as more than an athlete. And I think this is because she has not been humanized. I think when you are an athlete to such an elite status as Simone Biles, everything about your life centers around your sport and how well you do in your sport. And so I think when your friends and your fans and all the people you're surrounded by, the people you take meetings with, the people you work with, whether those are coaches, athletic trainers, et cetera, are all tied to the sport, you do probably start to associate your worth with how well you do in this sport. And she hasn't been able to really see herself as a human the way the rest of us know that our worth is tied to the friendships we have and the relationships we have that seem genuine and authentic because we are not these amazing, exceptional, elite people.
Do you think there is anything hopeful or optimistic in the decision that Simone took?
I do. I think in the future, in the near future, we will see more people stepping up and prioritizing themselves and prioritizing their mental health. And I think athletes should be able to do the same. And just because they are the greatest of all time or they're performing a sport doesn't mean that they shouldn't prioritize their mental health the same way the rest of us are able to.
So Tamani, yesterday Simone Biles stepped back into the arena to take part in the balance beam final.
I can't imagine the stress and pressure she feels.
So she's been super strong, lovely height on all her elements, needs now this great dismount. So here, flip to one, flip to two, double pike, oh! Just like a jump off the end. What a fantastic routine.
What a performance from the three times world champion. In her short life, she has become an inspiration to every generation. And my word.
She won a bronze medal for her routine, and overall she'll be leaving Tokyo with a team silver and an individual bronze, which isn't the sweep of gold medals that she's used to. Do you think this is a phase of her life that she just wants to be over?
Yeah, I think, you know, my sense has been that, particularly hearing her speak in recent days is that there's quite a conflict within her, in that she, as she said, she was determined to kind of make this part of her career about herself, you know, performing as a gymnast to please herself, you know, winning for herself. But still there's the outside pressure, when she hasn't been perfect, the feeling that she's letting people down. She does want to, you know, see what life is like without feeling like her worth is tied to gymnastics. She's shown such impressive grace and character during this period that it's hard not to be, in a way, far more impressed with her now than just, you know, her gymnastics alone.
Well, than ever before, really.
Exactly.
Tamani, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's it for today. You can read all our Olympics coverage at theguardian.com, where Tamani and the sports team will be closely following the last few days. My thanks to Tamani Carriol and to Brianna Holt. This episode was produced by Hannah Moore and Elizabeth Cassin. Sound design was by Rudy Zigadlo. The executive producers are Phil Maynard and Archie Bland. We'll be back tomorrow.